KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The first thing you may want to know about Disney's Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker is that the mystery of Rey's parentage has finally been solved. She is... Oh, come on, you don't think I'm going to drop the mother of all spoilers, do you? Another mystery remains, though. It's how at every moment Rey is on screen, Daisy Ridley's young scavenger-turned-woman warrior manages to be the animating spirit of this vast, convoluted, terribly cluttered, and thoroughly entertaining production that brings the Skywalker trilogy to a close. Still another thing is that for all the sweep and occasional grandeur of the spectacle, the story lives most vividly in its intimate moments. There's a fleeting one, for instance, when Rey comes upon a little woebegone, cobbled-together droid called D.O. She's immediately sympathetic. "Looks like someone treated him badly," she says to her crewmates, then reassures the almost creature tenderly, "You're with us now." Us, meaning the family she's come to love, her adopted family of resistance fighters, in a film that celebrates family and friendship and folds those two core values of Disney culture into the Star Wars saga that George Lucas set in motion 42 years ago. There's an awful lot of plot machinery and just plain machinery to plow through during the first disjointed hour. Still, it all comes together as the last-ditch battle against the evil First Force is fought by old friends. John Boyega's Finn, the former stormtrooper, become a pillar of the Resistance. Poe Dameron, the pilot played by Oscar Isaac, and Rey, ever ready to raise her lightsaber in defense of freedom. I'm probably paying too much attention to her when I ought to be equally concerned with Adam Driver's Kylo Ren, now supreme leader of the First Order and, more than ever, the definitive picture of tortured conflictedness. But Ridley carries the weight of this enormous enterprise on her shoulders with otherworldly authority. She's simultaneously touching and formidable, as an actor, I mean, though the same goes for her passionate Rey. There is a growing sense around the galaxy that Star Wars fatigue has set in. Not surprising, given the profusion and variable quality of the episodes over the years and decades, the too-muchness of the marketing campaigns, publicity pushes, product tie-ins, and outpourings of merchandise. Yet that commercial machine can still dispense something stirring and pure. At one moment in this drama, Kylo Ren finds himself beset by the memory of Han Solo, the father he killed, who implores him once again to reject the dark side. Kylo resists. "You're just a memory," he says, reasonably. "Your memory," Han replies. "Come home." By now, so many of these people populate our memories so intensely that seeing them once again feels like coming home. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW after the holidays with more reviews.